And they can talk about. They can talk about you, the caller. What happened?
In effect?
Yeah.
In effect, it's in effect, PE.
Show's in effect right now.
But first, the music.
And it's PE.
That's right. That's the show you're listening to.
And it's in effect? And what does PE stand for?
88.1 FM.
Physical education. Letter P and letter
E. Letters of the alphabet, right?
We're speaking of physical culture here.
We're talking about puzzling elements.
That's what made this country great. Hard physical exercise.
On a bus.
But does consciousness cause behavior on a bus?
Is it more a show of
around in the night?
Or more a show of E?
Before your show, you pee?
Our intuition tells
us that
we're
feet on the ground and
our conscious
the stars
cause our own voluntary acts.
We were able
take
to
advantage of the restroom before
the
leaving
the night,
on the bus because
one
there is no
is truly free
facilities.
From the onus
there no
of shaping contingent.
I heard that at the art opening.
Yeah.
And you're dribbling
what
and traveling
here at the art opening.
Now, what art opening might that be in my.
It was opening as a movement.
Opening a movement. Oh, yes,
like,
yes.
Don't leave us hanging.
Early in the morning, the petals of a flower
there was
might
art,
open, and that's a
and
movement.
And art opened up his movement. He had a mouth.
He's
a
moving.
Mouth.
It's his movement.
A movement.
And look at
it
those moves.
It moved, to be correct in the past tense. It moved.
A living, breathing,
many
this week, folk heroes,
four
Peter, Paul,
parts
and Mary.
From last week's Ask Dr. Hal are now up on YouTube.
Ew.
A four-part series.
Well, I have to
subscribe to
keep
it.
Keep adding them.
Hey, what happened
keep
tonight?
Adding.
Something the clock changed, or was it
is
the
it spring
forced,
and fall
reverse
and all
of
that?
The polar
spring, fall, whatever.
Earth polarization.
I can't keep track of it. You know, it's something about
was
spring hits and...
Was it just good, plain, senseless violence?
But nobody clued me about this, Philo. I think you're jumping the gun. You're just wishing, expressing a wish that the long winter would be over.
Yes, yes. And soon light of day will reveal itself again.
Well, in a larger sense, a scenario sense, of course, we have every reason to expect that your prophecy will, in fact, come true. Because, as Dr. Drummond well knows, we have seen it hundreds of thousands.
Because we are all one.
Incredible
the
numbers
inside.
Of cycles.
Well, yeah, I made all of you up.
Well, you get the dance too.
You're just little bitlets in my heart.
But on the other hand, Bertrand Russell pointed
on the
out
other
that
hand.
That in itself was not.
Oh, I have another hand.
No,
I have
no,
a finger.
Not quite
over.
True about
that
us.
I have four fingers.
The sun would
because
in
once
fact
you think of us, then we
the
can be made material.
Is it always going to be like this?
Where?
Like this?
Here?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you were.
Now, this here or that?
Well, here we are.
This
here
is
we are.
It's
this
just
here or that there.
You know, everybody has some
so,
of these.
So, hey, look at this. Algeria.
Yeah, okay.
Listeners in Spain, listeners in Libya, listeners in Germany, Poland.
Yes, all around
Norway.
The world. We are calling you to stand behind our banner
as
wow. We storm the citadel of the stars.
On we.
Yeah, now we're.
Are those mics on?
What is happening?
No, but as soon as they can be, as soon as you get.
That
is
just
rather intimidating.
And there's
first.
Nobody. There's nobody in China. There's nobody in Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Where are all our international
the,
listers? Listers.
Yeah. Well, they're all in
our
Europe. And,
have you ever listened to this show on helium?
On helium?
On helium.
Helium.
Have we ever listened to the show on helium?
Elysia.
No. Is that something that you would recommend?
That's silly.
I guess.
Who would do that?
I would recommend it. And I would recommend
yes.
It to your friends.
Okay.
I got to stop that.
And I'd recommend it to your friends. As long as we're recommending to each other's friends.
But even though I have to say I've never tried it myself.
Well, you know, there's only
but
one
I would try it,
really
and I would recommend it before I try it.
What's
there's
that?
Only one Kirker.
And that is?
One Kirker
and one Bridger.
And one Alpha Kilo.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Alpha
An
Kilo.
An Alpha Kilo?
Alpha.
Alpha Kilo. How many numbers?
It's alpha, beta.
An alpha kilo.
Ah, Alpha.
It's a hero.
This is a coded message.
Yeah, it is. It's a secret coded message.
Is there a beta, Kilo?
It's like a brick.
It's a beta. Is it like a beta, or is it a 3.1 version?
Let's go to the coded message music.
It's not the real unpatched version yet, correct?
And is there an Omega?
Negative. There's a Vega.
Ventura.
Viva Las.
Called the PV-1 and the PV-2.
Vega Alpha.
I studied anthropology in college.
And one thing
I learned
is that
also some of the best
popular
structures always reappear.
Remember, Alpha Kilo.
That's a fundamental. Okay, Kilo.
Whiskey's
right. Kilo spelled with a K?
Yeah, kill me or.
Alpha.
Who did
kill
or
me?
Or L.
Alpha with a G.
John Shirley did a kill me
or Alpha
story.
With an F.
He did one, yes.
On Saturday night. And it would have to be three sections, but it's. And
it's the one about the evil garden of frozen eggs. Agonized,
no, this is about a guy who hires another guy to kill him while an overbeing watches and decides to vaporize the earth. I hate to bring you to the new story, but he decides
based on the outcome of the ordeal.
Yep, exactly. Of watching these two humies do their thing.
So one of these humies has the fate of the world in his hands, right?
Yeah, and without ever knowing it, of course, like most humies.
Yeah, that happens to you a lot, I know.
Every day.
I get that like every morning.
Are you going to save the universe again this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get so tired seeing the universe.
Please. I mean,
and
some of us depend
figure,
on it.
You know, maybe I should just go out and drink 7 more Red Bulls.
But what's
seven
the
more Red Bulls
You're,
followed by 7 more
not
seven
happy
more
with the
beers,
universe as
a beer
is.
Between each Red Bull.
Don't you like the universe as it currently situated?
I don't know.
Some people think the night comes before the day.
I'm going to go to the iTunes store and see what they got.
Okay, you get 3 points for every statement, which is logically inconsistent.
Well, how about panpsychism?
You get 2 points for every quotation that includes
basis
some form
for it,
of panpsychism.
But there is sometimes an overwhelming feeling that everything in the universe has some measure of consciousness.
Yes, and
consciousness is
being
found
a measurable,
in all matter in some way.
Yes, and being a measurable measure.
I feel like that all the time,
you should get 5
especially
points for making that quote in public.
There goes 420 guy.
What?
5420 guy.
A distant comet. Sizzling too close to the sun.
10 points for offering prize money to anyone.
What are they saying?
They're
calling in and
theory.
Saying there's no such thing as panpsychism.
No,
really?
No,
I totally can't follow.
Not
what?
True.
Panpsychism.
That is simply the theory that mind exists in some form in all living and non-living things.
Right. Even a rock has a mind.
Recent
even a rock or
a
toenail clipping after it's left its body has a mind.
Philosophical discussion.
It may be a dead mind, but it's a mind nonetheless.
Mind remains an enigma.
Yes, even a mind is part of a plant or an animal or even a rock or
you
a toenail
guys,
clipping.
My mind is my mind.
Okay, I can start with
your
that.
Mind is what? Made up? No, it really
no,
is.
No, my
it,
mind
it really
is my
exists.
Mind.
Listen intently.
Don't
this next
so
section
selfish.
Will include.
Mind, oh, don't be.
Good luck.
Oh, I had
cues.
Mine upside down. Sorry.
It's not like he's a solipsistic monad.
Yeah, it's not like he is. You may be, or I may be, but
minds are all
not
how
him.
Would you ever know?
No what? Way.
Yeah,
that'd be a
Morocco.
Otherwise, you're
oh,
not
yeah.
really here, and I'm not really here. Only he
tobacco,
is here because he's the solipsistic
check spelling
monad.
On that.
Far Morocco.
Minds are shared. And,
oh, I see.
And they
check the spelling? Okay.
Why, spell? I can taste that tangy Moroccan cuisine now.
That's the reality.
Avocado milkshake, please.
How about a Moroccan roll?
Well, Moroccans, don't smell very good, and they like...
Hey,
that,
let's
really
not be
Moroccan roll? I like to eat
this
those Moroccan
who,
rolls.
This is the guy whose closest contact in Moroccans has come from watching
is,
the movie
slather
Stone.
Down the Moroccan roll with heavy butter.
These
yes, well,
like
I, you know, it's drawn butter, for one thing.
Most of Morocco's pretty primitive, I mean, from what I've seen.
Did you know you can look
again
into...
Again, with the
you
know, pejorative...
Did you know you can look into
comparison.
Jesus' eyes, even when they're closed, and you'll see him looking at you?
Well, they
maybe
never
you
close,
can,
and also,
follow,
if you tilt his body, it blinks open and shut.
You're just
yourself
looking back.
Well, that is eerie.
Isn't that,
that
scary?
Is scary and eerie, this glowing Jesus face.
Somebody
that
in America...
This prayer rug is
here.
Soaked with the power
somebody
of prayer.
Somebody in Marrakesh is listening. To the show.
Use it immediately, then please return it.
Hey,
if your prayer needs checked on our letter.
I'm going to.
What is the deal
it
with
must
that?
Be mailed to a second home.
Is it on both sides?
After you use it.
When you eat
chicken. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Now, this isn't quite true.
Why
because
Jerry
all right, I found that you can actually share it with your friends.
He used to go with Uncle Tom.
He was watching your show there.
I feel, wow. He's
through his closed eyelids.
I'm hypnotized.
Don't be hypnotized.
I'm hypnotized.
Don't look at it. It's evil.
Careful. Look away. Look away.
Turn it. Fold that.
Look out. It's getting closer.
Your flesh will creep. Your heart will death. Your nerves will paralyze.
You are getting sleepy.
I would think if you can hear the girls on the air, you would know the girls are on the air.
I'm not on the air.
It's very wrong if you can't tell.
I'm at home. This is all a dream. Jesus is telling me it's all a dream.
I'm over by Highway N8.
Highway what?
Had Abadala.
You know, it's like he's in the room with me right now telling me, what are you doing here?
That's the power of the church prayer room.
They may be interested in our new subgenius youth program.
That's the power of
my
course.
They live in my living room. I can't get rid of them.
We do have time to cover all those bases
your friends
the next hour and a half.
It's power moving.
LOL.
The velocity of the
are
power.
Are you LOLing us?
What does LOL mean?
It means
laugh online. Laughing online.
Laugh out loud.
Laugh online.
The hearty barbaric.
Lurk online. That's what it is. Lurk online.
The belching.
None of us do that.
Of measureless.
Lose our liberty.
Yeah, lose our liberty. I like that. Lost our liberty.
I think we should really call us.
Not lose it. Lose this. It's already been done.
Of scorn.
Poland, Norway,
living our lives.
Germany, England, people are listening, and in the United States, I guess I'll go zoom in on there.
Happily slumbering.
Learning our lessons.
Norway,
learning our lessons. It's all about learning our lessons.
They lessen from day to day.
I like those
so there
magazines.
Are fewer and fewer of them until finally there are none.
Oh, my ears are ringing.
It's oh my gosh!
Lusting old lizards.
Just a minute. Do you know who has old lizards? That's a Gibofram. He's got a whole stable of able
and
scrambling lizards.
And that cat litter those lizards sit on is actually recyclable.
Yeah, well,
because the lizards' feces don't contain those hideous, foul creatures.
They're not.
You've seen them, cats.
Somebody in Louisiana is listening near New Orleans.
In Louisiana, well, that's
or downloading, I should say, because I'm looking right now at the people that are downloading. Nobody in Knoxville.
They're so.
Somebody near in St. Louis. So that's
Oh yeah, that's
St. Louis woman with her diamond ring.
Say no more.
Pulls that man around by her apron string.
Yes, somebody way over in Rhode Island.
Hey, that's a Rhode Island red.
So far away.
Did you?
I heard myself.
You heard yourself making a joke.
Communism is cool.
Can you turn your radio
Christianity is stupid.
We're going to be mailing.
And he also played a wonderful mix by a person
neither
of us have been able to find since then. The cowbell mix.
Oh, the cowbell.
Which I found on the internet a year ago, and then lost, and then he found it lost, and then he found it again and played
the
it tonight. Yeah, this wonderful. Somebody did a mix with. Who was it saying cowbell?
Yeah, it's with Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken saying, "I need cowbell, and I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell."
Yeah, I love that.
It's all these like pieces of rock song.
Uh-huh.
Really nice.
Oh, is it on YouTube?
I have a friend who should say that.
I don't think so. It should be. It should
it's
have a wonderful video.
It's the only thing that isn't.
It's just, you know, I found
out
WFMU
that
has
on YouTube.
It, but I don't know what it's called.
Let's find it so we can put it up there.
Comment. Listening to his song, you needed more cowbell.
I think, we need more cowbell and we need more comments.
The same exact sample that was
you know,
on that
what isn't
night
on
of
YouTube?
Saturday.
What is it? Yeah.
Is your old band, the one that you played in the garage with back then with that guy, that guy you haven't seen again?
That isn't
on YouTube yet. You got to put it on YouTube.
Yeah, where is that? Why isn't that out there?
Yeah, from your old band? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that band. Dare Not Speak Its Name?
Yep, I do. In the garage and the Gary guy.
Yeah.
What She Speaks
The guy with the bone in his hair?
Yep.
Yeah,
Hello Kitty loincloth.
Bonehead.
And the M16 guitar. And the big thunder maker that he would hit with a little dolphin.
Then he would tell everybody in the audience how to care for their
It was a little dolphin. He just would be disgusting and horrible.
Yeah.
And then I looked like a lawyer on the drums, and Paul looked like, I don't know, a robot on the bass.
Yeah, but we were a great Paul band. In those days.
And we used to get free food going across country because we looked so odd.
Yeah, so, and you would dress your wound.
And people
once
say,
daily.
"My son's in a band here. Do you have free?"
You've got video of that band, man.
I do.
And I've it got is your duty to put it online on YouTube because everybody wants to see that.
This is how sick I am. I almost brought in my footage from the pie thing to edit it. While you guys talked, I would be editing pie thing and put it on YouTube.
You boys look strange. Have some
Somebody
food.
Gave me a hairy pie. I was
a hairy
was
pie.
How does that, what is a hairy pie?
Keep it
I
clean.
Had one of those once.
It's
a hairy pie.
It's like somebody handed me a. It was a shaving cream and hair.
Oh, that's nice.
You see, it was
very
supposed
nice.
To be vanilla,
very nicely
but
disturbing
instead
is
they
what
got
I
it.
Yeah,
gorilla.
I was going to agree with you. Nice in disturbing ways, it was very well done.
Who do you choose to be the receiver of your hairy pie? You know, it's
yeah.
You're looking at 50
a hairy
people.
Potter, of course.
Generally, I just like to sweep my hair under the rug.
You mean a toupee?
And yet, someone actually thought of putting it in a pie.
Yeah.
I figure any hair I have is a hair I have.
Well, if
don't
you want
to lose it or give it away.
Share your hair.
Share your hair. And what better way with a hair pie?
Separates the balls from the truth.
Everybody loves pie.
And I
that's
love
right.
pie.
And bald people really love hair.
Yeah.
Even the
people with hair want to get rid of it. People without hair want to get it.
Divides the false
truth. It's a strange
even the
thing.
People who just were walking around and functions. Suddenly saw all these people with pie. The best part was the people looking at the people who were loading the pies.
They're looking at
and they
the
kind of know something's going to happen, but they don't know what to, you know, it's going to be messy, and they don't know where to go.
Right. They start crying and wheedling. And
it was pretty cool.
Wheedling, eh? I wheedling.
It was pandemonium, I tell you. Well, pandemonium. Yeah.
And it's such a small area.
But years and years ago, Puzzling Evidence and I stopped a pervert known as the Pie Man by devouring some of his stash of pies.
We would save the pies from their horrible fate.
By eating them, right?
Yes,
by
we them. Ate them to keep them from...
The
to stop
man?
Them from being spread yeah. out.
The he pie. Was
you
called...
Even, I know the pie... Everyone's heard of
so
the Pie Man.
Pie?
So you know who
hungry.
That guy was.
They weren't even hungry. They wanted to save those... They wanted to liberate those pies from the tyrannical rule of Pie
well,
Man.
Well, we did because he would just...
He was
them,
ready
you know.
To destroy the pie.
What
that's
was
right.
the flavor of the pie that headed toward Ann Coulter? Remember that pie?
I think that was a lemon meringue or something, wasn't it?
That's nice, though. You got I like lemon meringue.
Later on, she was quoted as saying that was a really well-made pie.
You know, you got to appreciate
she knows. She's
pie.
A pie lady, you
yeah.
know?
We had pie one time at the Brozone.
You did at the Brozone?
At the Brozone.
When you're in
the
Brozone.
Bro
you know?
When you were in the Brozone, right?
We
the Bozo,
the Bozo Brozone.
Yeah, he was in the Brozone with
you get
Bozo,
the bronze medal Bozo for the
and
best
his
Bozo 10.
His brother.
His bro.
See, Bozo and both
his bros.
Brothers. His bros.
His Brozos.
In the Brozone.
He brought it on out.
I met a lady whose last name was Bozone.
Bring it on out.
And she had a hard time.
Bozone.
Bozone. She had a lot of childhood problems with that name.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But when a young lady is attractive,
to be well
she's
endowed in the
Malarian
area there? Or,
wow.
Was she, like, completely devoid? I mean, was there something in between?
Surrendered
like, nothing
devoid.
And everything, you know? Or was she...
Sign bended.
She was holding it back.
Throw me a bone here, you know?
I've got a bone to pick with you, young man.
She's like, I don't just by her last name being Bozone, you know,
yeah.
might be kind of curious.
It that means that she has plenty of boyfriends or beaus.
Yeah.
She's in the Bozone.
She's in the
That's
Bozone.
What it means.
Yes, I'm
it's
in
not
the Bozone.
Anything to be ashamed of.
No way.
You notice the people that
one of those beaus is going to end
the pie. Didn't want the
man.
Pie ritual to end.
Didn't want the pie. To...
They kept trying to make their hair funny.
Make
the
pie higher.
Yeah. Taking pictures of each other in the pie.
Make
didn't
the
want
pie
to, if you were to like
pie.
Style your hair to look like a pie, then you could say your hair. He had a hair pie.
You could style your hair to look like a pie.
You could
I
say that.
Style my hair
you
pie.
Could say that. You could say that.
Yeah, you could. If you could or I could.
Oh,
anyone could.
I wouldn't
and that's
say
why I think
that.
We should sell
pie.
It. There's a lot of demand
we
for somebody to say
it.
That. Why UFOs create waste? That's what we're going to discuss here. On
well,
the,
why not UFOs create waste? Why MeFOs?
Why UFOs waste dollars? Have you ever thought about how much energy it takes to power a UFO and what
it
their
takes
carbon
a tremendous amount
like?
Of energy.
all
just
made
to be
by
able to move between star systems
to take
means
off
that their carbon footprint
takes a giant amount of energy
huge.
To attain velocity
I
takes an enormous
how
amount
huge
of energy.
Hamster.
More,
think about
amount,
how much
more energy than is
carbon they're
they
putting in the atmosphere. When they
and
do
then
that.
To stop
building
also requires
hamsters.
An immense amount of
genetic
once you've achieved
one of those highs,
hamsters are not like hamsters like you or I would keep in a cage.
Right, right.
Yeah, we're like in a cage from
the
for these UFOs, you know.
Yeah,
we are the hamsters they keep in their cage.
Hamsters the size of cartoon characters
and
keep
while
drinking bottles that make
in their
me bigger.
Cage. Yeah, they're
only live for one
they're keeping us in their cage making beer.
I saw it.
It's
and
crucial
all
about
the
that.
While,
yeah.
The
yeah.
Summer,
it's
the
all
UFOs.
Very, it's all like, you, like
wasting.
Ufology.
When was the last
so
time
much
you
carbon
had
into
a
the atmosphere?
Nice bottle of Make Me Bigger?
It's called Jumbo Grow.
Yep.
Viagra.
Oh, yeah. Viagra. Yeah, right.
Oh, we've gotten to Viagra,
wait,
have
that,
we?
Yeah, that's Make Me Bigger? I thought it was just Make Me, and then
just make
the bigger
me.
Part was up to, you know, whatever that contest was.
Close enough for government work, if you know what I'm saying.
That's good.
Yeah. That's 6 inches?
I want
boy,
that
the government's really getting involved in everything now.
Yes, the government will lead you
that's
through
an
this.
What was
government.
The size
that's
of country?
That's an awfully little government you have there.
Yeah.
Microslavia.
I know that's what rules you.
It's not the size of the government. It's how they oppress
you. Call that a government?
It's how they screw the pooch, so to speak.
I have two books.
Hey guys, don't you guys think that the government is just so cruel?
Better take them off before they.
I think they're so cruel. Yeah.
You know, I went to high school with the government.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you, I knew the government back when the government was just this. This little guy just trying to
get along. The government was on a football to
get
along. And now the government is like this big thing that's hunkering down on you. Like,
the government is misunderstood.
I know.
Have you ever sat down and talked to the government?
I've been sat down by the government and talked to, but never actually. It always went from their direction to my
direction. I've known the government since I was born. Man.
Really?
Cold.
Do you remember when the government got drunk and puked up all over the back of my car?
Yeah, and then took that airplane and bombed 13
they
countries.
Drank, yeah, they had five Jägermeisters and
said,
followed
I did
up
it.
With three beers. The next thing
funny.
You know, they're puking all over the
say,
side of the
can't
car.
Can't puke on the air.
You can't say puke, but you can't say the other thing.
See, here come the little FCC bees.
Grover Norquist tried
see
to
how,
murder
see how good we are
into the bathroom.
This is totally free radio. You
when
can't
normally
say
we would be saying stuff like, we'd be cussing like drunken sailors.
Yeah, you can do that on any other channel in the world, but not here at KBAA Home of Free Room.
Because we have the nicest graveyards. That's what the government can provide.
But what
nicest,
if one of our graveyards goes missing?
Well, I'm going to hold out for a lot of medals before I go to the graveyard. I'll show that government. They'll have to make a lot of stuff.
They'll make a fancy grave for you.
Okay.
Your grave will have a whiter cross on it than anybody else's.
A graven
else's.
Image.
And a little bit bigger than anybody else's.
It'll have
cross.
A cross that will have a Jewish
you call
Star
that a religion?
Of David on it.
I'm trying to open.
Kind of
I'm trying to open my
sign.
Mind. There goes the one fly that was alive in my brain pan.
A flea
out,
and a fly
out.
And a flu.
It's got plenty of space
when
to fly around
so
in there, doesn't
they
it?
Do?
So
the flea
that
let
fly
us
will
fly.
Live in there
so
forever.
The fly let us
the, unfortunately,
so
the fly had the one thought I had stuck to its little
had your one idea.
My one idea is gone,
came in and stuck to its leg, and then it flew out.
I'm okay, but the fly took my idea.
That's okay. You can. That idea.
I don't know. What
I see the idea. I see it. See it.
Well,
see
this.
There it is.
Get
there
it
is.
For me.
I'm going to get it.
It's walking. My idea has
legs,
and I don't get it.
Many booted little legs.
I think I can see the idea from here with these tiny little fly binoculars.
Fly
it says,
by night and.
It says reduced collar angst.
Have my name on it.
Angst
he's telling you
the
to
memory.
Reduce collar angst.
Is the collar filled with angst?
I don't know. I think maybe his timing was off. I can hear him screaming
well,
around
feels.
Inside the lost train ride.
You mean the one that stops at the lost haunted mine?
Right, right. No one knows about it because it's lost.
Shh. They say that's the ghost train, the mystery train.
Really?
It's the spooky haunted train.
Yeah, can you... I think I kind of want to ride on that one then.
Well,
yeah,
if you've got
the
a
haunted,
ticket.
You want to be on the haunted train?
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Go east, never come back.
Yeah, you go into the tunnel, but it only goes one direction.
Yep, and nobody's ever seen the tunnel on the other side of the mountain. So.
It's not even rumored to exist.
Buckaroo Banzai all over again, but no famous guys.
Undergoing electrical therapy here.
Yes.
Now you're right as rain, good as new.
That's what happens when you get an email message while we're on the show. It stimulates an electronic shock product.
That's much better.
Email to each one of our detective
facts, and randomly, an individual is chosen.
All right.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Korea, sorry.
Well, don't make a Korea out of it.
Korea?
I think we should start calling all the other people that aren't listening to the show
calling
from Northern and Central California.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a phone.
Can you pass me the phone? I'll start calling. Start
Anthony calling. A. Anderson. Area
Let's
code
get a book.
Artsmart Cleaners.
10. Yeah.
There's no books anymore. There used to be books.
13,000 hours
later.
You
have this big, fat book with lots of names in it. It's not here. Where is it?
Well, it's in Mexico on the beach. We should just go down there and drink beer.
Have you heard about that new movie, A Touch of Ass?
No.
It's really hot.
Have you guys?
It's great.
That's an actual movie?
Yeah, an actual movie. What's
going on now?
Okay, that means we're changing music then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
That's
Robert
sweet.
Black.
You got me wrecking
down. It's nice, you know, it's safe music. It's like comfort music. You don't, it's not scary.
There's no rebellion in this at all.
No.
I'll have the Jello.
This is like a perfect day.
I'll have the cowbell.
Day. We'll be happy this song for you. The next thing you know, she'll give you a list of where you go.
I'll have an IBM.
All of your recycled products.
This song needs a little cowbell.
A little more cowbell. I think
the show has
there.
A fever,
it's
and
just
the only prescription
cowbell.
Is a cowbell.
Yeah. The cow seals were...
Things you can recycle you didn't know you could recycle. How about this one?
Recycle.
Half-baked plans.
So off gang again.
Take your half-baked plans.
What if I'm just dreaming all this? What if you guys aren't... I don't even
He's
exist.
Not even here.
Well,
you're dreaming in your solipsistic
I've
world.
I've never seen
characters. We are just characters in your reality.
Confirm or deny.
It's really confusing.
Your existence.
Yeah, there you go. You can't confirm or deny my existence, but he can defer.
He can defer his confirmation.
The confirmation.
Yeah, if I can defer you guys' existence, that would really help me out right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we are not in a position to do each
You do
other
what you want to do, man.
Favor.
It's your world.
Have
it's
we caused
reality.
You that much trouble and
we're
stress?
Just, we're just
and what about
actors.
The pain? Have we really affected your psyche?
The terrible
we're just
pain.
Actors in the stage of your mind. On the stage of your mind, not in it.
Really? Now, can you be
What's
dull?
Up? When we're doing on the
All right.
Now, does this show end at lunch? Is this where we get the lunch?
Byron Werner's God. Dolomite.
Dolomite. He can dole it out, but he can't take it.
Yeah.
Bang. He's bad.
Dolomite's wonderful, and he's dead now.
Now, when you say bad, do you mean bad, bad, or that what the kids say, the good kind of bad?
Boy, that's really
well, the kids from 1970
now.
Said that. Yes, a little bit. But those kids,
you mean
used
the kids
to say
today
bad
that
was,
say bad was
they're
good.
Not kids anymore.
The kids of Whitney High.
The kids these days who think bad,
kids
would say bad is good.
Days.
Say stuff.
But
like,
you know, I'm really on your side, you crazy, man. Beautiful kids. I just love what you kids are up
it's
to.
It's me.
And I want you to think of me as an honorary kid.
Yeah, just like a.
Taking pictures of you right
yeah.
now.
Who's taking pictures?
See.
They're behind the bush.
I see.
Photos.
They're inside
the bush,
dinosaur.
Life.
Inside the dinosaur
Life.
On top of the grassy knoll.
Live.
Who's drunk?
Uncensored and real.
Drunk?
Oh no, someone.
Dinosaur's
What happened to the soul?
Yeah. How okay, dinosaur
see,
savvy
we do
are you?
We said we were going to do, yeah.
Dinosaur you?
Yeah.
I went there. So,
they have hillbillies and dinosaurs on that show?
Both together, yes. Wow. They often do mix together.
That's a perfect combination. What
and everybody
be
has speed and beer. That's better.
Speed, beer, hillbillies, and dinosaurs. That yeah. sounds like a perfect movie. That's a smash hit.
This is like a little camo dinosaur.
Yeah, where'd that thing come from?
I like his little squeezy face. You got a little squeezy face.
Squeezy face.
He's all wrinkly. Like he's
his face
bump into stuff. Like his little eyeballs are plesiosaurus.
Plesiosaurus? Hardly knew her.
And yeah, and hardly a...
Lost
hardly
an eyeball.
Not even a dinosaur.
Plesiosaurus is what you say?
But you can go to Ichthyosaur World. We need to all go to Ichthyosaur, Berlin Ichthyosaur.
Yeah, I know, Berlin Ichthyosaur.
Let's do that.
And camp out and make movies.
Yeah! Let's do it.
It would be, like, really fun.
But we have to wait till the
in the gift shop, you can buy a plastic
Ichthyosaur. It's apparently pretty amazing out there, yeah.
We're going, like,
Justin Credible was talking to relatives in the high grounds, and they were saying, she was saying, I want to come up, it's beautiful. And they were saying, no, we should probably wait about 3 weeks. It's pretty amazingly locked up out here with the big mountains of snow.
Go ahead, caller, make a wish.
Yeah. And Hal's going to take one leg, and Philo's going to take the other leg.
We're running two different directions.
After
we'll
you
have
make
a one-legged sack race.
Yeah. Once you make a really good wish.
One-legged sack. But what is the difference between human consciousness
religion and a sack.
And what
who would have thought
attribute
about
to animal consciousness?
You do want one.
Yes, I'd like to get in a sack. Or a
Strategic
bag.
Air Command.
Could be a bag.
The old bag, eh? Well, I'm not going to be left holding it.
You're not? Oh,
No. I just wanted to say that this entire business rests on a misconception. There is no such thing.
That you were going to actually read something tonight at the bridge thing?
I did do it.
I know. Actually, I taped you and John... With the golden... Hold on, I gotta get this.
Hang on.
You mean in the freezing cold?
In the freezing cold.
Reading a poem.
With the bridge
on
in the background,
forever.
Which is kind of okay. It's yeah. not, it wasn't a great shot. And it wasn't optimal conditions for you to deliver poetry.
It yeah. sure wasn't,
but, man. But it was fun, because it was... And I loved the idea that Gary Warren's ashes are painted in the inside of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes,
North
that
Tower.
Is interesting, is it not?
They dumped the ashes in the paint?
And yeah, painted onto the Golden Gate Bridge.
He took some of that and painted in this place where they'll never scrape it. You know, so he was saying, like, a really carefully chosen place.
Calm down. So it's all over and done with.
Just so emotional. His buddy's ashes will be there forever.
Ashes to ashes.
Until the bridge crumbles.
Dust
to dust.
Nice. Yeah, pretty cool. And then
but what about those ashes that get thrown in the ocean? Aren't they there forever, too?
There were some ashes thrown in the ocean. There were some ashes put in little film cans.
You know,
nothing actually,
which he carried with him on
matter
the
matter doesn't actually
2000
destroy.
Thing, which I was supposed to go no, with
just,
him.
Just
and at the
down.
Last moment, I thought, I don't want to do this.
Neither
because these young people are going
destroyed.
To be guests of the police within hours.
And the ashes went to jail.
Yes. And I didn't. I laughed and laughed because I was actually watching TV when I could see the bus up on Channel 4. They had their camera guy was shooting the flashlights of all the different interagency squabbles because 8 different agencies responded. And they were all trying to figure out whose paperwork these kids were going to be now. And they spent the actual millennium change handcuffed on the first deck of the police boat going like this, made, which would make me very unhappy.
That made me unhappy
back
just watching you.
I would be
I'm starting
so
to get seasick watching
would,
you go
I
back
I would
and
physically
forth.
Make everybody else unhappy, getting so seasick. But yeah. So I'm
just
glad
watching you get seasick enough to make me.
But
seasick.
He had just John had just come out of a certain kind of
psychological
what say?
State.
I don't want to say anything on the air, but yeah, he'd come out of a certain kind of monastic treatment in his life, and he had the exact drink he was going to drink.
Yeah.
A little mixer bar, took up there. Had everything going.
The executaire.
And the executaire.
Love those.
But it didn't quite come together. First, the leaky boat. It was weird. It was like Chris Campbell, who went on that trip, told me later, and it was just like his description of his first bridge runs, when they didn't quite know what they were doing. And
how many people were arrested?
I think it was 8 people. I think there were supposed to be 10 of us, and I, like I said, I the last moment I said, no, this is not going to happen.
Hate heights. I hate heights.
You got arresticated.
Harley went with us because she also hates heights. And she went
to sort of...
See, that was a source of some craziness.
How many years ago is this, the event that you're speaking
of?
The
one I'm talking about where she's climbing is 96. And I remember being on a ladder, leaning on the ladder, looking down at the upper deck and the traffic going below us. And a few years later, I looked up, and the area that I'm thinking is open is all sealed in steel. And I'm thinking,
wow.
And then John told me when they broke the bridge in the earthquake, when they had that time off,
right.
They put those plates up there. They actually strengthened the bridge, but changed it, John. I had remembered being there.
Were you under pressure?
I was, and this
then?
Is my little mind.
Was that going through your mind at the time when you and the guys
me?
Were...
Is that me?
Is that you? Is that a picture of you in your own mind?
I guess so.
Did you picture yourself like that in your mind?
Yeah, I'm a little inflatable dinosaur.
You actually saw
face.
The picture? We, but together?
But as a green-faced dinosaur, I was on Girl from Uncle for one season, yeah. So it was worth it. I'm so saddened to know that other dinosaur was stuck under the stairway in the...
But did you recognize him?
I don't remember that. Yeah, I didn't like that poor little dinosaur under the stairway.
But he's under there.
That the sheeple believed in.
Yeah, why do you make those sheeple feel inferior in your worldview?
Because then I'm superior.
Ah.
And I can name all the dinosaurs my own names and stuff.
Your own names, like... A puzzling evidence asaurus, right?
Yeah. They'd all be puzzling out a thesaurus, pretty much.
You just put all the dinosaurs in one category if it was your worldview, right?
Yeah, just it's a
pleasure. You wouldn't have separate names
for all
the dinosaurs.
It would make the quiz really easy.
Yeah. What was the dinosaur named in ancient times would be the test question.
It was called, I thought we had girls talking in the show a little while ago.
Against the source. Yeah, what happened to those?
Well, the dinosaurs happened. What are you going to do?
Who are our guest stars tonight, Puzzling?
Yeah, no, they should introduce themselves because I can't even see them from here.
Right, and we are almost at the top of the hour. Don't be distracted.
Introduction? No introduction is needed. No, I'm Tracy.
Yeah. You're crazy?
Don't be distracted. Go ahead.
I'm Julie.
So we have Tracy and Julie.
Tracy?
Yes. Tracy and Julie. Yes. You understand? And there.
Wasn't there someone else in there?
Yeah. Hello.
Shadrach?
He's,
I'm sorry, rescue from the past.
The
Branson book.
So, what brings you folks in at this strange hour?
Well, besides insomnia.
Insomnia. Yes.
You mentioned
drives a lot of strange
behavior. We were on the bus.
We just didn't want the bus trip to end.
So you were on the bus,
right? And we had to just keep it going.
Jesus, you're either on the bus or you're off the bus.
The Odeon
in my case, under the bus. I've been under the bus so many times that I've got thumbprints on my shoulders.
We even got to have a big old crash with the side of the...
Yes,
I generally just slather up with the motor oil before I go under the bus, just to make it easier to slide under the bus.
That was a terrifying moment.
Terrifying.
Oh, no, we were going about 20.
We were taking hits, man.
Yeah. I passed up on.
You're supposed to go 10 miles an hour.
The damage was, he hit it pretty fast. That was pretty fast.
That curve at far more than that.
Was that before the mushrooms took hold?
I think so. I don't remember, though. Because that was like...
We went to Kirby Cove, but we didn't pick any mushrooms.
Everybody knows there is...
Well, nobody remembers.
Drum beat on your lap pretty well.
Anywhere around the bus. Rule.
There are no drugs in the bus?
Very strict
rules. I'm afraid that way.
Very strict rules.
There was a thing of whiskey.
No bugs on
the
bus.
There was a plastic thing this big in front of me. You know, the people were just hitting it. It was like mouthwash.
So you could have whiskey on the bus.
Oh, but no, I mean, it was like whiskey. Okay. It was whiskey-like, yeah.
Oh, you can have really something that's non-alcoholic form of whiskey on the bus, but not anything that has any...
Oh, that'd be a funny practical joke.
Yeah, I just don't understand what he's saying.
I have to apologize to Casey.
You do?
Yeah, she's not Barbara, not by a long shot.
Barbara?
Are you saying that our guest star is not Barbara?
Yes.
And you are correct. We have a winner.
Not by a long shot.
We have a winner.
At the
You're
risk
the 1,000th person to say that I'm not Barbara.
Yes.
You win.
You're going
to
get a day pack in the mail.
I don't think you were Barbara.
What made you think you were Barbara, Tracy?
No, I thought she was Barbara.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
You
no,
thought she
no,
was Barbara
no.
in your own solipsistic love view.
Now, there are sobsisters and there are liars.
Sobsisters.
Well, you know, I mean,
yeah.
What's in it? I mean, this Barbara.
Is
this worth being Barbara?
I
could, maybe
one.
Swing in the general Barbara direction.
Swinging in the wind.
What's the big deal with Barbara?
You could be swinging
anyway.
In the wind.
That's what this show leaves you.
B-R-A-H. B-R-A-H.
Bra-bra.
Bra-bra.
Yo, bra.
Bra-bra. Are you bra-bra? No, I'm bro-bro.
It's not bra-bra.
It's bro zone in the bro zone, you're bro-bro.
The bro zone will give you colon control.
The bro zone, definitely in the bro zone, you must practice colon control.
So you kids going on the K-Rob bus movies?
K-Rob?
Monday night.
I want to see the X one.
Which one?
I think it's on Monday.
It is on Monday.
X, early X.
This coming one.
X, the Unheard
what,
Music.
The first movie? What is it?
It's X, the Unheard Music.
Oh, Strummer's thing.
No,
X
not
the band,
Strummer.
The LA,
X
the
scene,
LA
John
band.
Doe.
Right.
Yeah,
which
yeah, yeah.
I've never even... Yeah,
they
I
were
never.
My first punk show.
Where?
I have
LA, Santa Monica Civic.
That sounds like a huge place. Is it a big place?
It was not that big of a place. No, it was their first record release back in, I won't even say what year.
Did X play like Lincoln Center this year or something?
I saw them at the Not Strictly Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, I saw that. Well, I saw them as the Knitters there.
The Knitters, yeah.
Yeah, Knitters Rock.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Knitters is that new incarnation of John Doe and X-ing,
right.
Not Cervantes.
But it's, no, it's more country.
Oh,
been married.
But
been married
which country?
Which country? Excellent.
So, did you bring your tree book?
I think that I shall never see.
Thing like a tree,
as lovely as a tree.
Then
that's your Boy Scout magnifier.
Cup. I brought a dinosaur.
So then, and then we stop, and there's some kind
that,
of
Julie?
Some
I brought
kind
a
of
dinosaur.
Party.
Oh.
You could meet us for the party.
Party.
Punk party out in the middle of the
punk
Albany Bowl
party.
Between those two movies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the K-Rob bus trip.
Okay, I've
there.
Never been on a K-Rob bus trip Monday.
So Monday.
Movie
yes.
Monday.
Movie
I'll see
Monday.
What I can do.
And then Wednesday night, the thing, you know, the thing.
The thing.
The
can
thing.
You take it?
And then
can you take
Thursday
the
night,
thing.
This show again.
The thing. Next they're, six exits.
So they're going out to, like, El Cerrito and Albany or something?
They're going to the Albany Bulb, I think it's called. In that the it's landfill. And
I know.
It's mm-hmm. been through various incarnations over the years, so I don't know what's out there now.
I took Kimrick to the Albany Bowl once.
Oh, the bowl, yeah.
Well, if that means if they're going there the Monday bowl. Night, then they're probably going to end up at our place. Like
yeah, it's right nearby, isn't it?
The Albany Bulb.
I mean, you could
bulb.
Go like
bulb, not bowl, which will be. I think
there, right?
we did a bowl thing last
really
year,
really close,
and we may do it again this year because I know he's got some bowling movies. It's all movie thing, but then you know what?
I'll have to
it's
miss
all about the
part is spy is
forget
deciding
about,
you know, where these,
it's all about the movie,
where these
right?
Mid-movie stops.
You won't
are,
go if it's a
it is all about the
movie you
theme.
Don't care about, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there have been some pretty
two
wild,
kinds of
funny
people.
Nights. Funny movie
on
night.
The bus.
Oh, they're great. They're
I refuse
great
to see snakes on a plane
fun.
For the fourth time. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for the first time.
Well, because on the bus, everybody has to be really quiet and not yell at the screen or anything.
They can't say...
Decorous-like.
Decorous-like. You wear your shorts.
Who put these... Beep, beep...
And then Bertha goes with us to make sure nobody's smooching
I'm not doing that again.
Who put the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? And once somebody put chowder in my overalls.
I remember that.
It was terrible.
I remember that.
Chowder
you rolled
in
chowder? It was terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
You had chowder in your overall?
Some idiot. Nobody knows.
Was it
who.
In your bag? It was everywhere.
They poured it in there.
Who would do such a thing?
On a bus trip?
Yes.
So you know it's got to be one of the
Seattle.
People on the bus trip.
they did it directly to you and no one else? Well, or was it? Were you a victim of someone's
I don't think
prank?
They poured chowder into everybody's bag.
I absolutely
just
swear I had nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Yes,
I would never.
I think they were just, they figured, hey, I got this extra chowder.
Certainly
who might like
chowder.
It?
Maybe somebody tripped.
No, here's what happened. They had some extra chowder. They just thought he might want to eat it later. Where else are you going to put it? They needed the bowl for something else, so they poured the chowder, just thinking that Dr. Howe will figure out a way to get the chowder out of the suitcase, out of his underalls.
Really?
Underwears.
Yes, it. Uncle
He'll get
Howell's
out of his underwears.
Overall and overhaul garage.
Now, you got the chowder in your underwears, right?
That's right.
Is that the one that looks like the giraffe?
Whether you're a chowder head or
at least they
like
could have done
is
heated up a little first.
Yeah. When it went into the underoos, it was hot.
Overhaul.
It's a good thing he wasn't wearing the underoos at the time.
Brundage,
hot
in
chowder
the
in
metro
the underoos.
Is this where Lawrence of Arabia joins the show?
Yes, this is where we apply more generic specificity.
This is where the submarine guys decide to throw down their evil flag and join our good flag.
Yeah. This is where we say the show is not a team player.
A teen player? No.
Teen player, no.
No, we don't play teens anymore.
No,
that was a couple years
ago. It's almost
pedophilic. Sorry about what happened. Yeah.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, anymore.
Are you talking about those interns? They were
asking. Yes, those interns that they asked us to bring in.
I'm not one bit sorry.
We told them we don't think that's a good idea.
They learned,
but they forced them on us anyway so they could accept the government funds.
Yeah, thank
you,
Mr. Government.
You know, because we wanted to be good patriots.
Well, I want
more
government funding.
Now we're buried in debt here.
We took everything we could, and there was
the end. I've got this breathing tubes in the government, though.
The breathing tubes are still working pretty well. If we could have gotten all breathing tubes,
I remember years ago they were saying we were actually going to see sunlight someday.
People would think we're still good.
You'll see it happen.
I don't think we have this.
Well, it just means you get a few more interns. There's got to be space
right.
for them.
There's got to be space, but you know, this whole your problem is not my problem kind of thing, where we have to accept it.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think somebody's out in the hall.
In the
needs
hallway.
To come in. Yeah.
So
just,
they're pushing.
Just beep them through and.
Okay.
There they go.
Here they come.
And yeah, the automatic cheering is.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yes, scandalously dressed.
Teeming with interns.
Yeah. Walls of interns. There we go.
Oh,
and
now they want to come into the inner part of the station.
They drop down into the deep fryer. Yum. Deep fried interns. I have to hold it here. There we go. Now I'm going to go do a close-up on one of the interns.
The chipmunk or the fish fryer that you wanted to see.
Hilarious.
Oh, one's still alive.
Yeah, I love this part. They wiggle
around. When they get into the iron lung.
Wait, is that another breathing tube?
They're all in the iron lung together.
I'm going to give this one a little voice. Here. Okay, you've got the voice.
It's incredible what they can do with special effects.
Got the voice.
Okay, now I'm going to vacuum your brain.
Don't you.
Nature is a vacuum.
Insert thoughts here. You're jamming up
what
the...
What do they do with iron lungs?
Jamming up the vacuum with
thoughts. Do people have to be in an iron lung these days?
You're just going to have to put them back.
Well, they're too
don't
big.
Talk about that. You never know what it's attached to.
You never know
put
what
the
it's
iron lung back into the closet. People don't
go.
Use
and
them or
put it
need
back
them
in the golf bag and put the golf bag back in the closet.
Besides, the carbon footprint on that iron lug is unbelievable.
Wow. You know, they seem somewhat cooler now. I think I have more space.
You mean that body is
I'm going to grind this one down.
The body is a little cooler, and it's... I see that its vital signs are flatlined.
Why was I thinking about that?
Mantises?
Praying mantises?
What I was going to use that glass.
Headless praying mantises?
I was going to use that glass. That was my last plan.
I got to take this glass.
I won't wait.
Hello. Oh, it's Tom. This guy's always calling.
We accept you.
Our police force is getting smaller and smaller.
Thank God.
Still on the rotary, I see.
Well, you got to cut the budget, and those $200,000 salaries are a nice target.
Oh, there goes one now. $200,000. Well, what do you know? It just breaks up like butter.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not.
Can't believe it's not slaughter.
Okay, we just gotta wait till the rest of the show goes by, so just wait here.
Yeah, the run out the clock, yes, it were.
And then we're gonna drop the ball.
Yeah. And then
that's happened
stop.
Already.
Then we're on the 15th down. Oh, sorry. I mixed my metaphors too far there.
No!
Okay, no,
visualize. All this visualized world peace.
Yeah.
Rest your clodhoppers a while and pull up a old rickety rocking chair to the fire. Top off some corn liquor and listen to a little story we call.
I guess we'll just put that in digitally there. I'm throwing that one out.
That wasn't a good take.
Let's see.
Is your refrigerator
I'm starting. I'm continuing my call to everybody
in
Northern California, Central and Northern California. Wake up.
Why don't you wait?
Come on,
yeah.
Get it.
I'm trying to get
the program.
Oh, I see. This person took the phone off the hook to try to avoid
diving head first into the buffet.
Well, piss on that.
That's our specialty.
I mean, make bacon on that.
Hey, look, I'm going to write my name in the snow.
That's not snow.
No.
Oh. Sorry, that was the cake.
Just lift up your leg.
No, clean, yeah,
let me get under here.
You left the cake. You thought you left the cake out of the rain, but that wasn't rain.
Just a matter of putting away the
took so long to make sure.
I think I did too much
for operation. So, are you ready?
Yeah, I don't mind. What is mine anyway?
Over here, and I can't
no matter.
Seem to mop
what's
it up
matter?
With anything.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. This show is a failure. We can't come up with anything.
The caller came up with the correct response.
I know, the callers are doing all the work.
The callers are coming up with all the correct response.
Man, because the callers are great. They do so much work on this show. Calling 848-4855. Did I say that too quickly? For those of you on drugs,
they're striving to kill Bob at every chance they get.
Watch that dizzying circus, ladies and gentlemen. The aerial acts, fantastic.
What do I do?
Balancing in sequins, spangles, and tights above the big top and below in the special water tank using sonar.
Mm-hmm. Sonar, I barely knew her.
All right, that
how would you
means
like to be
old rare hair has,
the one
signifies the truth, time to come up for air.
The person.
Well, let's welcome
the person
our returning aquanauts and
that's not it.
Talk about
how would you like
what
that?
Might be
you could be that one.
Sure.
Water, I barely knew her. Hey, did you guys ever wake with a plan?
Did we ever wake?
Yeah, like wake up with a plan, and then just that was the rest of your life?
No, no, we actually call a certain phone number each day, and they tell us what our plan is for the day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I know some people did that.
When
they,
I get up in the morning and I can't make
circus,
my phone call,
and they woke
really
up and they said, I'm going to make the disgusting spectacle.
Yeah, just like
and
getting up
they
and
did.
Saying,
and
I'm going to write Paradise Lost.
And they did, and they said, I don't care if it's wet paint, I'm leaning against this wall. Even though
they
I've got my
didn't
new
say that.
Well, you know, just
you've got
sweater.
It all wrong.
They don't want it.
Yep, 8 months of work for 30 seconds.
I'm just
then we've been milking for 2 years.
Yeah, I've been working on that joke for 2 years.
Nice.
Washing your brain.
Paint job, you know.
Yeah, you're,
does
if
a
if
disgusting
you're your
spectacle
God,
need a paint job?
You're enslaved by yourself.
Round three.
Yeah, I can do it.
Sure.
Just go to NIMBY and do what you've got to do. And
volunteer.
Wait a minute.
Volunteer.
How can we go to NIMBY when it's not in my backyard? I think it's
you don't want a
NIMBY
disgusting spectacle
be.
In your backyard. Believe
you really
me.
Don't.
Yeah, I want everything in
it's
my
gigantic.
Backyard.
It's
for one,
room.
Should be nine.
How big's your backyard?
If you're a size queen, it's a good thing. It's
not in your backyard. That's what I want.
How big is your backyard? Let's talk about your backyard.
How far along is the mural?
I think we should say not in. When did Bob come into your life and give you the backyard that you were hoping for? When did that happen?
They take child molesters and nuclear waste and put it in my backyard and it'll disappear. That's the best part of it because I don't have one.
You don't have a backyard or a child molester.
That's the service that I want to supply. To this show.
You're the nuclear waste and child molester dispenser.
just bring it all over here to the Brozone, no problem. It'll disappear because I don't have a backyard or a Brozone.
It's all bluff anyway. We all bluff ourselves first.
We got a special place for all the bluffing that we've done in life that we're ashamed of.
The Bluffmeisters.
Old blind man bluff.
What would you do with the nuclear waste?
With a lump
waste
of mud like that,
it
makes it
anyway.
Perfectly clear.
power my house right on.
Just forget the invisible beings.
Fix my water.
Those ones around you, those ones influencing you.
Not what they're doing to me.
They're thinking for you.
Forgettable and unforgettable. What?
Two types of things, the forgettable and the unforgettable.
What are we talking about?
I like that. That's
and
great.
And loopy lightning in the first.
We already forgot about the forgettable stuff, so the only stuff that we could know is the unforgettable.
And it's loopy lightning all the way.
Unforgettable.
The known and the unknown might also be an extension of that concept.
Well, there are known knowns and there are unknown knowns.
You mean the thing
and
that...
And there are unknown unknowns.
Peter Townsend did?
Don't forget the unknown unknowns.
The unknown note where he hooked up everybody's brainwaves in the theater and tried to synthesize music from that.
An unknown note. It's a known unknown, and it's an unknown unknown.
That's just the way things were back then. He kept working on it for years at Yield Pie Studios in his house.
And if you think we're dumb, they're even dumber than us.
But that's why they play such nice music.
Have a moment.
Van, closing in on the person in New Orleans who's listening. I'm really curious as to... Who would be listening? So I'm going to go look at your house.
Like, so the I see the guest starters are getting restless again.
Oh, yeah, they're getting all quiet and doing drugs.
I think they're falling asleep. It's that time of night. It's almost 4:20.
Almost 4:20.
4:20 guy's long gone.
What about 4:20
guy's listening, though?
He's gone. Gone. He's long gone.
He's long gone. He leaves at 3:20
now. Long John's gone.
Yeah, he
can't wait that long anymore. He gets here, and then he shows up, and then he... Well, actually, he's a 340 guy.
340 guy.
Earlier and earlier.
But his, don't forget, his 340 is your 420.
Yeah, out there by Paris Road. It's like on Highway 10.
Mind New Orleans extended people. Time control.
Right off Highway 10 there.
Isn't technology wonderful that you can just stalk anybody you like?
I can look right in into their underpants.
Right, and there you'll see the particle flatulence. Or the flatulence.
Their
particles.
Souls are in their underpants?
Sometimes.
That's where the lines
doing it right.
Of...
usually right. Guys are, yeah.
It's the intersection of the pain eater.
It's at a house out in the middle of nowhere, right off Highway 10.
Ah, and that's in Highway 10?
What's their dog's name?
Where's that in?
Barberton J. Wilkerson.
Where?
But it could be a ghost. It's out by the Little Woods.
The Little
Near side. Village in the East. Well, there's just so many people listening to
the show.
If
you don't realize that you need Slack, how do you know you don't have it?
How do you even know what it is if you
or
don't need
you
it?
Or that you do have it. You may actually not know that you need it and have this unbelievable potential repository.
Yeah,
available.
Or you went to the kitchen to get a can of Slack and you opened the whoop-ass instead and everything
went bad from
Slack
that. Everything went black.
Yeah.
And you woke up 20 years later
right.
With a guy hitting you in the head with a big stick.
For 20 years. When he stopped.
I've had that happen. I really hate that when it happens.
Well, you don't have to
and
lie down
and
do
you mean the physical
it.
Repercussions
oh,
from
you
that?
Can stand up
is what you hate are the non-physical repercussions.
Well, yeah. The echoing,
like getting a D in the sociology class
straight,
because of that.
You know, it's all terrible because, frankly, it takes longer and longer to recover.
This is my
brain.
Did you
get it out?
Yeah. This is my brain.
I knew you could work it
out.
My brain on show.
It's his brain.
This is your brain.
That's his brain, right?
Don't drop it in the dirt this time.
There's quite a bit of slack there.
Where?
On the show?
No, on the brain. You can see it.
You can see the slack gland.
Oh, it's 420. Yeah, I can
see it. The lobe. Yeah, there you go. Kind of settles over the whole thing like a gel.
I'm sorry the guy from Hawaii is not listening. The guy from Arabia is not listening.
Arabia?
Little caller in Israel is not listening.
Man, what's up with that?
I don't know. It's just totally depressing.
What is up with that? Why isn't she
I almost
listening?
Went home crying like a little girl.
What about the pain dynamo?
Friday night.
Because there's no pleasure.
I cried
right?
All the
there's
way
no
to Friday
anymore.
Night like a little girl, yeah.
You got any listeners in Uruguay?
No, nobody from down there. We used to have a listener in Bolivia, but he moved away just to get
how
away
did we
from
know
the show.
That? Oh, yeah, I remember that. We knew
Bolivia,
that.
The tattooed lady.
He kept trying to move away, farther and farther away. He kept trying and trying.
All these listeners, are they literally listening?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's true.
Because they got to listen, you know, really
to make
hard.
Yeah. It's actually the people on Highway 5 right now that found this show by accident 20 minutes ago that I love.
On that new drug, Highway 5.
And they're smoking tee-hee-hee.
Yes.
People down at the Mac headquarters are listening.
people in Daly City. If you're in Daly City listening, you should move.
Yeah, move to Nightly City.
You should move to Orinda, because that gets the biggest laugh of the show now. When you say Orinda, have you noticed that? Everybody's been putting Orinda in their abortion jokes and Viking jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, I missed
that. And then everybody
that.
Goes, ha, 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 Orinda gets a big laugh. Bigger than Guam.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Everyone takes so Guam seriously.
You have to be from Orinda for that to work for you?
What?
It's only funny to an Orindan.
What's funny about Orinda? Yeah, I don't know.
It's only funny to an Orindan.
Guam and Guam.
What if you're a La Morindan?
Well, Guam are just automatically.
Because, you
laugh.
Know, those people out there in Orinda think like of themselves as part of this triumvirate of Lafayette Moraga in Orinda.
They
call
now
it say La Morinda.
Isn't that
right.
clever?
It's
that's
like,
so clever.
That's where old people go in Southern California.
But if you live out in the middle there, maybe you can make your own reality.
Roots.
You can make your own reality there because
really?
It's.
Let's go there and do
reality.
A show.
What is reality? But just
like at AMPM Mini-Mart, you can make your own
whirlpools of pain, punctuated by pools of pleasure.
Mmm, yeah.
And
more
pie.
Of those for me.
Little
and
eddies.
Pie, yeah.
I almost ate all
these
those
vast
pies this
pain dynamos.
Then the young people started throwing them around wildly.
You don't mean to say they were
it
real
like
pies.
It was like war at the beginning.
It's just a
very
Malenki shaving cream.
So
right?
many people
there,
getting
no
so excited
pies.
About throwing pies.
With the spaces between them, the interstices making up a spiderweb network of
not
tiny
everybody
pleasure.
Even knows how to throw a pie.
It's true. And they were
well,
more,
there are different ways to throw a
and
pie.
They, so they were just sort of
yes,
more
yes.
concerned
better
about throwing pies.
You can launch a pie.
To make a big mess.
Like you launch
my
a
favorite,
head.
My favorite is the royal shove.
I know this pie yeah. like I know mine.
I like the way the Three Stooges could do it, where you would, like, throw the pie. It would go across the room, but it would be, like, flying face first, you know? It doesn't fly on its side. It flies on its face. That takes a lot of practice.
They had to train.
And if I didn't have anything to do on a Thursday night, I would have hung around until those little green machines come to clean up the pie.
I was like,
so I get this shot of like 3 a.m. the little city cleaner guys.
That would have been real fun.
I like Moe's uppercut.
Guck, it's all over like a square block of sidewalk, completely covered in all used, non-used shaving cream.
Yeah, you need a Zamboni for that.
Yeah.
Just to bro out all those pies, you know, it's a lot of broing.
A lot of bro in the bro zone.
Yeah, in the bro zone.
They use the Zamboni to clean up after the bros, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure.
You got to. Because it's better just to bring a big hose in there and just hose the whole place down.
Now that's in the hose zone. That's
not with kitty.
In the hose zone.
That's not a different thing.
You can't
so
hose that.
Are you
kitty.
Saying that part of the bro zone
no,
contains
just
the hose zone?
Velocity.
And they're one in the
look what you did.
They're one in the
same.
Got
them all riled up.
So the hose are allowed in with the bros in the bro
and
zone.
And then
right?
isn't
oh, yeah.
Who is it? Hellboy loves
okay,
kitty.
I got you.
It's less based on sexism and more based on drugs.
Okay.
Oh, now we're getting to it.
Less based on sex is more based on drugs or use
and
lack thereof, right?
Or pretending that you're on drugs when you're sober.
Okay.
Because that's really the more efficient way to do it as you...
Yeah,
right,
and
you
cheaper.
Save money while having fun and still getting the girls, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And everybody loves you because you're on drugs.
Yeah, because you look so cute, and you're so
life
and you're so
like
clever.
The coolest guy
and
ever.
You're so clever. You're exactly. like the coolest guy in the room.
You can't
you're
clever. You can't
believe
you've how
cool
you are.
You've got the best haircut,
I mean,
and the chicks dig you.
Even if you raise chinchillas in your home in your spare time.
That's the only way you could increase your slack at that point, was to be able to say, I raise chinchillas in my home.
Do you just say bro, and I'm bro now. I just bro it. Don't get a hole in your bro zone there.
Uh-oh, there he's doing Frank yeah. Bent.
He's got bro it.
And then there's Frank Chu.
So
Frank
were Chanel. You guys into King Kong Brody?
King Kong Brody, I remember him.
Yeah, King Kong Brody. In fact, the other night I was watching a cable channel. They show wrestling from the 80s. It's great. It's so wonderful. There was Nick Bockwinkel talking about how he was going to like slaughter King Kong Brody.
I don't actually remember King Kong Brody.
He was in the AWA.
Isn't that like when you're an alcoholic?
No, that's the AAA.
Hey. Well, that's my insurance company, the AAA.
It's a net.
It's, yeah, we knew that.
Triple A, yeah, we figured.
And I even put a little sticker in the back. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Barbara, I got your higher power right here.
What do you guys do for fun when you're not coming to the show in the middle of the night?
Doing YouTube.
You go to
Always.
YouTube?
24/7.
You're hanging out on YouTube,
oh,
right?
Yeah. A tuber.
Huh. You're a tuber. YouTuber.
Yeah, guru.
A groovy McTuber.
I don't know what those different... I'm just a YouTuber.
Yeah, and I just watch... Yours is one of the sites where I just watch, and then when I see somebody's trademark infringement, I hit... what is it? There's a little report violation.
I'm angry at you.
No, I report violation. Report image violation. You know, it's like I just look for all my friends' image violations, then I just report them. That's like an hour in the morning, yeah.
I just go through all my friends and, rate all of their videos really high, even the bad ones.
YouTube narc, yeah. I narc.
You're the YouTube narc.
I narc out my YouTube friends.
I narc out.
Yeah.
Because it's a drug. It's not just YouTube. It's a drug.
Yeah, you YouTuber. You just
and he's YouTube never going to know that I'm bringing him down.
I feel such power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. YouTube.
Yeah, how many videos have you watched? 19,000. How many have you uploaded?
How many have you watched, Tracy? 19,000.
She watches YouTube all the time. Day in and day out.
She has to take her laptop with her.
She'll rock on the enter thing, so it just keeps circling. Yeah. Cycling
but
videos.
Darn it, I feel very well informed, though.
That's right.
I know everything.
Frosty the Dancing Bird.
In 10-minute chunks
of
knowledge.
So how about you?
Frosty the Dancing Bird, does he really dance?
He does dance, although he often dances to Christian music.
All right.
Although the latest one is Boogie Shoes.
Boogie Shoes,
which is Christian music.
No, first he did Christian music, now he's branching out a little.
I didn't think Christians were allowed to dance.
See, YouTube is making them.
Well, it's a bird.
But he's a bird.
Is the bird going to hell then?
Yes.
I think the bird's going to hell because he's dancing to music that was not intended to be danced to.
Like Boogie Shoes?
Yeah, well, it's Christian music, right?
And if they get away from Christian music,
if
they're going
to hell. If they have been dancing to Christian music,
it's right in the Christian Constitution.
That is prostitution.
Constitution. It's that when they had that Christian democracy, when the Republic they made with Jesus and everybody.
Right, when Jesus and...
And they made God the
president.
When
Jesus and Hitler went to the moon together.
And wrestled naked.
And they wrestled naked. And Hitler had a Luger, and Jesus has the power
Luger.
To heal.
Apparently knew her. Sorry.
And Jesus has the power to heal indefinitely. So now, who's going to win this outcome?
In the meanwhile, we should all go
Luger
to
this
honky-tonk
versus
and
Jesus.
Drink until we figure it out.
Is
and
there Elvis wrestling?
And
yeah,
Elvis
yeah,
wrestling,
Jesus
nude Jello wrestling.
Down.
They're nude Jello
Every
wrestling.
Time.
Yes, the Jello will be
Especially with Jello. Jesus liked Jello.
Really?
Yeah, but do you know what kind of Jello he liked?
I think he loved all kinds of Jello, don't you?
Now, people might be asking, how could Jesus like Jello? It wasn't even invented yet.
Jesus isn't
but that
going
just shows you the power of Jesus.
One Jello over another Jello.
Jesus has been here since the beginning of time. It's even before humans existed.
Are you saying Jesus was a Jello?
Jesus had Jello before
Nazareth,
it was invented.
Just like
Jesus smokes Chesterfield.
Jerusalem, you could get puddings and things.
Everybody knows that.
Would Jesus choose Chesterfields over Parliament?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, a prettier symbol.
Chesterfields is Jesus' brand.
Jesus
invented the Chesterfield brand. Not a lot of people don't know that. Just so he could smoke them.
Working with Southern planters,
peanuts.
Well, he's a miracle worker. I mean, he can he can heal indefinitely.
He could do email before there was.
He's like the Wolverine. If things hit him, he just heals.
Exactly.
Multi-flavored Jello.
Wolverine.
I've seen that. There's an international Jello competition where people make all kinds of things out of Jello, and they have
extended the
lime
Great
Jello,
Wall of China
smoking
Jello.
A Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
A pack
oh,
of
yeah.
Jello Chesterfields.
Sometimes you put the Chesterfields inside the Jello for decorative.
What's a man need but a manly mug of Merc and a
into
Chesterfield?
A manly Birkin?
A manly mug of Merc.
Frozen inside the Jello.
He could use a Birkin. I don't have anything against men wearing
Birkins.
I think all men should wear Birkins.
Yeah.
They're Birkenstocks. Did you ever wonder why they call them Birkenstocks? Now you know.
Why?
The rest of the list.
Your husband is raised.
Okay, I'm going to write a book about the books I'm going to write.
Okay.
It's going to be called 101 Books I'm Going to Write About. Or write.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's two different things.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
So trying to tunnel our way out of here. But...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you want to use the shovel this time, or do you want to continue with that toothpick?
Well, I think
you'll be more productive.
The
spoon?
With the toothpick, or the you use the spoon.
That old spoon from the mess hall is almost completely worn down.
Yeah, it's just a nub. It's just a handle of a spoon now.
Better than the toothpick.
It is better than the toothpick.
Apparently, Uri Geller has an art car that's covered in broken spoons and bent spoons.
Uri Geller does?
Yeah.
Ah. Who more appropriate than Uri Geller?
I was amazed. The art car movie meister himself went to see it.
It's so funny to watch him eat his cereal late at night, and he puts it up to his mouth, and then the spoon just flops down and spills the cereal.
Poor little Uri Geller.
My, he had his troubles, didn't he?
Yeah,
we should
did.
Go to Dream Fluff Girl Donuts.
Yeah, we will.
Really?
And then he would be a happy Uri Geller. He could, put the donut against his head and bend it.
Yeah. Donut bending, that's a big thing in Church of the Subgenius these days.
And there would be cops watching.
There was donut gorging, that got...
There would be,
you know,
I mean,
there would
be
cops watching when he bends the donut.
Yeah. I'm just going to practice here. Okay?
On this little kid's piano.
Bends the donut.
Tiny flying blue piano.
On the piano.
Carried aloft on the breeze.
Even I can't stand that.
You've got a good voice.
Yeah, in my mind. This is just my own thought, my own ego.
That's your own thought.
My voice.
Use that thought and that wire in your head. You kind of plug it right into the mix.
This
right?
is how if I could sing, this is how I imagine myself singing, playing the guitar.
Is that a problem for you?
Don
no,
Ho
cool.
type
cool.
of fall almost asleep while singing.
Lean on me. Oh, that was really fun on the bus, going crazy on the songs. Everybody was singing the big rock and roll songs.
That was in my head again.
What
Everybody
was singing
in?
And they were living
and being silly.
That song
with the dogs
that K-Rock
and animals,
plays. Back in Black? No.
Do you mean when the dogs and
that aha
and the
song.
Cats?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Save on me.
Save on me, right.
Save
I didn't bring my computer.
Days later.
Save on me. And it was a great video. Remember the weird video?
I remember. It was all drawn.
Where is that?
It was all drawing, and the guy would beat on the little drawing, and suddenly he would be there with the real girl.
Yeah, why don't
in 80s
you play
hair.
That one in YouTube?
Well, see, on my little, times. If I had my computer, then, all that stuff would be coming to my fingertips immediately. But instead, we're caught in this real weird show world.
Yeah, we can't get out in the
There's
show.
Only 26 minutes left.
The sun won't rise
just
until we're
watching
finished.
The little dots on the screen.
The little dots are
got,
Bob.
Oh, you see the screen. Those are the dots on Bob's face.
That's the part Ed Holmes.
Oh, you mean
Ed
the little
Stang
dots.
Will be able to
those
edit.
Little tiny dots.
Yeah, little tiny dots. They could see her. Each of those dots is looking at you from somewhere far away.
Hi, dots.
Dots, incredible.
Polka dots.
It's real dramatic, huh? Yeah, it's cool. It's like being on top of the bus going really fast. That was fun. There were drinks spilling in the back as they whizzed around corners and stuff.
They were drinking?
People were drinking a lot. I was
Wine
thinking,
is a mucker.
I was wondering if anybody's going to have a hard time getting home because giant buckets of swill alcohol were being passed around. That's what I'm saying. This big thing of
That's the Moses
plastic
way.
Thing. Was, yeah. Is it the... Well, those folks were partying.
Sometime I think we'll do that, but we'll have to find a babysitter because I don't think the bus would be the appropriate place for a small child.
No.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it is, but it's more fun if you don't have to worry about that, I would think.
Yeah, because somebody wants to be drinking freely without worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, supping.
They're called parents.
Supping lustily from that vat of undisclosed alcoholic beverage.
And then the parents could act like they were single people again.
Yeah, just for a second.
Just for a second of their lives.
Single people
One
dating.
Brief pulse.
Yeah, just liking each other.
Like the first
before
time.
That, yeah, before
they
that.
Meeting
thing,
each other.
That thing happened. You know,
actually,
that thing. Stuff. Yeah,
the effect of a small child on the bus is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You get a bunch of people who normally party, and you put a cute little toddler pieces child in front of them, they stop drinking. The parents start drinking.
Yeah.
And then you've just got 20 babysitters who just want to entertain the kid while the parents are just passing out.
Yeah.
They're passing out valuable coupons.
We would do that some night if there was like an early bus trip or something.
And the parents,
or even an
up.
Afternoon bus trip.
Parents woke
those
up on
no
the side
fun.
Of the highway and there's no
although
bus.
We've been
but
on
at 9:30, the child has to go to bed.
The inner child must be burped and rocked to sleep.
And in this case, the babysitter.
In his
evening.
And the babysitter's in the Hawaiian Islands, so you can't do any of that stuff.
So that's why it's better to have the babysitter at home with the child.
Yes, or send mail the child to the Hawaiian Islands.
You take the child and you put the child in that little back room in the bus.
In the bus, yeah.
Oh, that, what's that for?
That's a great little back room.
Yeah,
I want to sleep back
there.
There.
Yeah.
I guess above the engine. I don't know if it's warm, but it's like there's a little box bed, like the last is part
oh,
of the bus.
Oh, it's warm, all right.
Is it? Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Depending on...
Is there a window? Can you look out and see the rolling highway through the window? Oh, nice.
So is it a make-out spot?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. How old is the kid? Give him some time.
No, not with her.
Yeah,
you've left,
time,
you've mailed
you know.
The kid to Hawaii, don't you remember?
That's why we don't want to bring her. People start thinking about making out with her.
You have all the make-out. You have your make-out partner.
Like three, right?
Three.
And you head toward the make-out spot with your make-out partner.
At the make-out room.
Not the child. The child's been mailed to Hawaii.
You are so strict.
I know, but I'm the old style kind of
guy. You have to wait till you're five.
You have to wait till you're five before you start making out with the other little kids.
As you can see, our friends were here, all right. They left a nasty surprise.
Wow. It's a pathogen.
Of least resistance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we have to take it then.
Okay.
And straight down the rabbit hole we went.
And wrapped around
so we're just
going
to have to sit out utopia in a world without slack, right?
In a world without slack.
Even
Bob's
though,
coffee break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll have the
could
coffee
be in there
and,
where the slack is, but
instead. I'd like my dry cleaning
well, that's
done,
why we go to Dream
like
Fluff
my taxes paid.
Now you've done it. Yeah. Look at that elephant.
Shower
there we go.
So last week when you had
the government are working for me.
Dr.
Mr.
Hal.
John Q. Citizen.
What's
Bob
trying to sell?
What's Bob trying
once
to sell?
You had that donut last
he's
week.
He's trying to sell flies to Alaska.
It wasn't good for me. But
he sells everything. He's just pure. The whole point is,
are you real busy this weekend, Dr. Hal?
Is completely covered in salesmen. That's what they want.
We need to talk about the
they were getting damn close to it, and then the whole thing blew up. The whole
sounds
sales,
like fun.
I think we have to plan it.
Pyramid just fell right
Bob has needed more than ever to clean up the splatter of the sales.
So what would he do? How would Bob clean that up?
Donuts. What do
you think
mop,
we need at least 3 days?
What do you mop up the splattered sales with?
In a better world.
What do you cough them up with?
With
Jägermeister.
Rolls of Bob tissue.
Jägermeister cures everything.
Yeah. Is that guy sick? Give him some Jägermeister.
It does.
You're not really sick until you throw up on the BART, I think.
Yeah, that's the real proof. When you can throw up on the BART, you drank too much.
Then you're throwing up freely.
Yeah.
Freely and in public and without shame.
Well, no. You find the one BART car that the electricity is off in, so it's dark and the doors aren't working, so you can go in
the
that
haunted
and
BART car.
Crash with the other drunks.
The ghost, we call it.
And so then when you start puking, nobody notices. I know a guy that happened to once.
There he
that
goes.
Was really a
and maybe it's just dark
thing.
For him.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody
yeah, it was
else
dark
is looking
him,
on because
his eyes were closed. Everybody else was appalled. No, it's just an unbelievable amount. It was sort of like a little bit of slack for one guy.
Wasn't
to find
that an Ask Dr. Hal show that did that? That was responsible for that guy's downfall?
It wasn't that. It was a celebration at the Odeon on New Year's. Yeah. And I was drinking for two that night.
Yeah.
I like to take little thank you cards with me so when I do throw up on the BART, I could just dash out a little
idea.
Thank you card to the, whoever it is. You know.
Can you just make me some copies of those thank you cards? Since you've already got them.
By the way, I'm telling you, for St. Stupid's Day.
I think I'm going to need, no more than a couple of dozen.
For St. Stupid's Day, we're going to make a whole bunch of pink slips and hand them out and fire everybody as we go march along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fire. That's good.
We're thinking of, yeah.
That would be good. Pink, you're fired.
You're fired. Yeah. Happily.
Don't go back to work.
Yeah,
don't go back. To, you don't need to go back to work. Here's
as
your
soon as
slip.
You see the parade, just go home.
Yeah.
Start living that slackful life you
right.
always wanted. Yeah.
Quit your job. Slack off. Quit your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
when
need
is
like a
happening?
Bob contingent.
April 1st.
April 1st. Wow. You know, St. Stupid's Day
St.
parade.
St. Stupid's Day, the entire city and anybody that sees the parade will get pink slips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell everybody to quit. Why wait?
Should we wear
pink Why wait to get fired when you can quit now?
Yeah, get ahead of the
You know, get ahead of the game.
Yeah, start getting the bennies now.
Strike while the iron is hot, you know?
Get those pink slips.
When you know you're going to get fired, so just quit now and tell the boss what you really think. You know, go out with a bang, not a whimper.
Right.
You pink people out there, the you know you're going to get fired.
Pink slips are the new
it's
work.
It's that kind of,
steal the stapler.
Pink slips are the new work. Is the new work.
Is the new work, yeah.
You could staple your resignation to your boss's forehead.
Yeah, right. If you've got a stack of pink slips about this thick, you can staple those together. And the thicker your stack of pink slips is like a badge of honor for you.
Yeah, I wear it around my neck.
You get closer to the front of the bus, the thicker your stack of pink slips is.
Yeah. Just don't get thrown under the bus.
Yeah, size matters. You're out there
if
showing
you
your
pink
slips.
If you go under the bus, you'll be there with
proud.
Me,
next
so you'll be
know,
in
there's
good
a person
company. Because I live under the
and
bus.
And then a 9-inch stack of
I stay under
slip.
The bus. It's quieter down there. It's a little bit messier.
Can pink slips be legal tender? I mean, can
you? Yeah, they will be.
I'm used to it now.
In the future, pink slips and old Bob pamphlets will be legal tender.
Yeah. Yeah, and an old Bob
and those little
is worth
stickers
quite a bit
that say
more.
Stupid's Day sticks on everything. Yeah. You can peel those off. They're worth
you
about
can peel
five
those
cents.
Off. And if you have any of those ones, if you have pictures of them that are on the back of your car,
pictures, yeah.
Permanent,
just
one
a picture of one.
Right.
If you got one on your mirror, take a picture of it.
I
and then try to scrape it off, and you can use it
twice.
Yeah. And if you've got one where Puzzling Evidence has done a little brow and a mustache, that's worth twice as much, 11
yeah.
cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're rocking.
You're rocking. You're sitting.
You're 11 cents.
You're not
richer.
Sitting out Utopia like in a world without Slack anymore.
Yeah.
You're sitting in Utopia in Slack.
Yeah.
It requires a complete ideological re-education.
Well, there is that. But, I mean, if besides that, you know, it's probably
back.
Just it's probably okay. Go ahead. Just breathe the Slack in. Breathe the Slack out.
And America after X Day won't look anything like it does now. You'll have your...
Really?
You'll need to have
various
special glasses
parts of the country and will be divided up into special interest groups.
And we'll fit you up
wow,
with a pair of special
slack.
8D
yeah.
glasses.
Oh,
we'll
I
have
they said
land. We'll have Kook Land.
I Fran thought I was going to get a suit, not slack.
We'll have Hippie Land, where all the hippies can go to.
You already do.
Boy,
that's
well, Swingers Paradise. The Swingers will go to their own place.
Someday
and then the Subgenius Only
Wood.
Nature Preserve. We're going to take the whole state of Colorado and make it into a nature preserve that's only allowed, only Subgeniuses are allowed in.
Yes, I did see those pictures and I loved it.
You did?
Oh, he loved it so much he fell on his phone and hung up.
He fell onto the phone.
Like, yeah, that's how they
flash
kill themselves.
Hook. You know they call that a flash hook, right?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like virtual death because you can't ever go online again.
That button on the phone that you used to push to hang things up. When
you disconnect incorrectly from the show, you just evaporate. There is no you left. So be really careful about that.
There's going to be a place just for people who don't care. It's
really?
Called Don't Care Land.
Wow.
The Don't Care Bears
I wish
will
I
be
could
there.
Care about that myself.
The Don't Care Bears of Care-A-Lot Town?
Of Don't Care A Lot.
Same one.
Don't Care A Lot Town will be there.
Well, I...
this future's
great. No, they may say Don't Care A Lot.
Tastes good, too.
Oh, you're eating them at the other
I'm eating
end.
The future.
Where's the Marine now?
Yeah, where's the Marine?
Oh, the Marine. Marine actually went back to the Marines.
Oh.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Excellent. Excellent.
Like,
well, some people are
doing
into
all
that.
This Marine
he gets in
like
trouble.
Things.
Some
he
people
gets in
are into
trouble
that,
if
though.
He stays away too long.
Some people are into that thing, and some people need that level of discipline and rigor.
Yeah.
It's called AWOL. It's called.
That's why we joined
no,
the Church of the Subgenius was for that discipline.
He would not
rigor.
Do that.
He joined for a very silly reason. He
likes the money.
He liked this girl who insisted on joining the Marines, and they got into this thing where, we can join together. And so ran down and
together.
Joined, and
then she decided not to.
Beautiful, just. Yes.
So you did that too?
She suckered him into it because she's trying to get rid of him, is what it was.
He signed up for the Marines.
If I can talk him into signing up with me and then ditch him at the last second, he'll be stuck. And then I'll be free. That's what she was thinking.
And right now she's free.
Sounds like a plan.
And he's in the Marines.
She worked that plan.
21 and goes, how did I get here? Yeah.
He's thinking, well, It's truncated.
It's usually
he's
a
21
woman or money
at,
the end of it. It's not the money because I don't think they pay that well.
No, it was...
No, but the chow's really good, and you can guard a gate really well.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps getting these mystery injuries so they don't send him off.
It's
amazing what, you know, people who just keep dropping these heavy guns on his feet. He just...
Yeah.
You mean
he's
Christ.
Always in a cast, and he never seems
Christ
to
get that.
Over
there. Yeah.
Well, I say more power to him. I actually knocked him in the back of the head a couple of times. Just to see if it would work.
Well, and he was brave enough to throw flower petals at somebody's wedding. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's
that
a
was
good
fun.
Sport. Yeah.
That was so much fun. He was a good sport, and he stayed locked up in that little trailer with Spy for like 40 minutes, and that could be worse.
With who?
Yeah. Spy.
Spy.
Yeah.
Spy, is that a person?
It's a woman that I use to shoot upskirt shots for YouTube.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's about all she's good for.
Yeah. That's too bad.
And in a tiny trailer.
That's too bad.
She ekes out her simple ways.
Yeah, they bring a tiny child to show. Poor Lucky, he's going to be either president or a serial killer.
He's already
and
a
both.
Rock
you know,
star
why limit yourself when you can go for them? The whole thing.
I like the whole idea. He's great. I really like the idea of being a serial killer and a
dessert topping.
No,
I'm a serial killer
and a dessert topping.
I would go for that.
Donuts.
But what do you have against cereal? You know, why do you want to kill it? You know,
I'm a serial killer.
No, I just look forward to being deep
body.
Fried at 2 a.m. every night. Because I'd be a big donut.
None of those things are possible.
I'd like to be a serial killer and an EMT.
Chill Blaine.
Would that be cool? You can have. Think about if you got paid by the job as an EMT
and
you were a serial killer, you could create your own market.
Yeah.
You'd be out there killing them and then you'd go and, like, try to rescue them, take them to the hospital.
But it's, you know, it's.
Be a poor serial killer. Maybe just a serial wounder. Maybe you just want to be like a serial wounder.
Or a serial annoyer.
Not really kill them. Not really kill them completely, just wound them.
Infected. You should probably
a serial annoyer.
A serial annoyer. Maybe you don't really want to hurt them, you just want to make them angry and annoyed.
Yeah.
So a jerk?
Like these flies are doing to my head right now.
Now they suddenly turn into bees.
Get those buzzing night flies
about,
away.
Yeah, they were flies because of the wound, now they're bees.
You mean like a jerk, yeah, a professional jerk.
Tired of the bees.
He's a serial annoyer.
We're all
wait a minute, there's people like that already.
Board.
What are we talking about? You can't...
Looking romantic.
Trying to figure out how to get out of amateur status.
That's like 95%
of the
world.
Baby. You're stuck in amateur status as long as you're
everybody's tries to be that these days. Serial annoyer. At
well,
least
I'm
from
just
my
move
perspective,
all this
I
stuff
think
over
they
here
are.
For the moment.
I was going to talk about how I was moving my chains because I'm so.
Yeah.
Would you move
you
tuberculosis
to?
Has kicked in? Those chains are still.
I suppose it looks better
are those
that
the
way.
Chains that bind your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I could just get free of these things.
Yeah. Then you could
and
just
these
think.
Bees and flies.
You could think outside the box.
Yeah.
Oh, here they are.
Oh,
they're back.
Again.
Who knew?
Now, if you go under the bus and you kiss.
Worst case
and
of high.
You slather yourself down with oil before you go under the bus.
Oh. Get away.
They won't try to sting you as bad. They'll go to the guys in the bus. That's another benefit
but
from
see,
being
in my
under
mind,
the bus.
I just go right to Drake's Beach in Marin.
Ah, and then the bees
and
are gone.
The bees are gone.
Back.
The little flies are gone.
The horse
there's
flies
not a
there.
Giant mass of Africanized bees there?
No.
It's really nice.
And each bee
no, that's
has
a rumor
little,
that the
say
people say to keep the people
tail.
Away.
It's so cute.
Because the people like to say things
well,
to
I mean,
keep
yeah,
the people
there,
away.
There are bees every place, especially right where you park the cars. They just attack you and sting you right away.
Yeah. They don't waste any time.
Excuse me.
It's been going around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did too much show. Sorry.
I think she did a little too much show her first time. And that was something that, you know. You
it
some
really
people
screw you up. I
yeah,
mean,
it can mess
I
up
knew
your
a guy
stomach.
Had to go to the hospital once because of
yeah, and he had a bug for like months. They stay dormant in your gut for a long time.
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. You chose show. That's,
kitty,
that's,
kitty, kitty. Yeah. Is that what she said?
No, she was saying,
Get it out.
First, it's like, can I have some show and then get it out? Yeah,
and then
right,
it's like,
it
you give them all the show they can eat, and then they're saying,
get it out.
You know, and I get so tired of that, so I just.
That show's trying to come out of me.
Just push them off the edge of the boat.
Just be the show. Quit trying to resist it. You gotta just go into the show with the expectation that you, at some point, you're
like
gonna become
the
show.
Like sitting beside a
Canyon Duché. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Am I the show yet?
I've
been to
you are the show.
You probably went to White House, huh?
You are the show.
So if you know,
we are in you.
We would get the. Did you ride horses? Down at the mouth of the canyon, you can rent horses, and if you do that, you can go all the way in the canyon, you know, from the beginning. And so we would do that all the time.
Yeah,
because
wow.
I used to live in Sawmill, which is at the far
end. The old Sawmill.
There's an old.
The
I think
old
it's
Sawmill.
Paved now. There was just an old.
That sounds like an old saw.
Spider Woman Rock. To Sawmill.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
It's beyond gorgeous.
Can you leap off the rock into
and if
the
you're
deep,
on horseback, you can go to...
Don't tell people about this
the
place.
Northern
they might go there.
Has... No, the Navajos won't let you.
And they
you don't want to let them.
Delicious
you don't want
pot.
To let
There's a
them
canyon
them.
Full of dead people. I mean, a cave full of dead
Dead
people.
Folks canyon?
Because the... yeah, the Navajos were hiding, and a little baby... cried and gave away their position, so the Spaniards just shot up into the roof of the cave, and the bullets would rain down the little families, and they just shot until the screaming stopped. So it took them a day or two, and so you can ride up there with your on your horse.
I missed that part.
The horse thing is neat
because
you can see much more of the canyon, and it's like all those still photographs. When did you go there?
I went as a child.
So oh, because
a while ago.
Yeah, there's a. Since I've been there, there's a shower there in Canyon Duché. I mean, you can. There's a little Indian guy has a whole shower and maybe a lodge thing.
Oh.
Wow! No,
there's also in
shower.
It was all
thing.
Ruins. It was all just ruins.
Yeah, yeah.
A
well, those are still there and protected and stuff.
You need a shower
in,
every now and then.
Four Corners. There's a hotel now. The
and
only
the
hotel
shower.
In the Navajo Res.
Did Which, they put it on Four Corners?
Yeah, because I saw this
nice.
Ad.
All four
and
corners
I saw
of it?
The some of the Monument Valley stuff.
Can you, like, sleep in a bed
down at
that's
the
on four
of the
states?
Picture is a whole lanai, and I'm thinking, oh, that's a cool collage. And then I read the copy, and it's the Navajos have built this hotel out there.
Are you kidding? There's pictures of myself and my brother standing in all the states, I believe.
Yeah, all four corners. Yeah.
How did you stand? Did you have four legs?
No,
then?
I think my brother was in two and I was in two.
Oh, okay. Just want to clarify that.
I do not have four legs.
Okay, good.
Or four brothers or four
or
states.
Or four brothers or four states. Or
yeah, that's a wonderful part of the world.
That would be great. I'd love to put my foot in all four states.
And then you can drive up to
foot.
The nearest cappuccino that there's
one
on Farmington.
Still I'd like to put my
Farmington,
my pseudopod. In all four states.
Pseudopod.
Right.
Oh, put that
away. It's kind of like a foot, but not really a foot.
I'm just going to engulf everybody over here.
Oh, sorry. How are you?
Sorry about that. Does that mean there won't be any cake after the show?
Well, there's cake. You can have your cake and eat it too, you know.
Oh, I thought that was Edith.
Suck him right into this vacuole.
I want my cake and Edith too.
Doesn't agree with him.
Stick him again.
Edith's still here, right?
In the fullness of time.
Okay.
We'll make him
don't want her to leave before
time.
I get my cake. Yeah, I'd like to focus specifically on that post-cake deal we talked about.
Is there fulfillment in it?
There is fulfillment.
Fulfillment in the cake. Oh, that's great.
In 4 minutes, I'm lying down in this bed of sugar.
Angel food cake that'll rise up to heaven.
I had no idea.
With a delicious
aroma. I know, it was vacuumed out.
We stimulate the brain's fulfillment center.
If a cake doesn't fall,
you can hear this lovely music.
Well, there it is, rising up.
Boing.
Now, use this piece of wire. If you stick this wire in your nose, you can stimulate
the
brain's fulfillment center physically through your nostril. It's at the bottom of the brain pan where this fulfillment center lies. With the correct manipulation with either... some people use a pencil, but other people just take a paper clip and straighten it out.
Yeah, hurry up. Come on,
and
whatever.
Can find the path.
However it works.
A paper clip, that's perfectly fine. I don't understand anything else. So.
There it is.
Is this on the quiz?
Yes, it's on the quiz. You will be tested.
Man.
And you'll have to say what the 51st state is on that test as well.
All right. Guam.
And it's not a multiple choice question.
I knew you were going to say Guam.
Yeah. It always gets a lot. There's a Bank of Guam down there in the financial district.
Yeah, you're right. Is there a Bank of Arinda?
No, but it gets a laugh too. Ha, ha,
ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Arinda,
there is a Bank of Arinda.
Is there really?
Yeah.
We should get Chicken John a tiny checking account there.
Yeah.
And give it to him. So a little $10 checking account, like a little kid would get.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear your checks for the Bank.
Tell him
of
about La Miranda. He needs to know about that. I think it's important that at this stage of the development of the
I think
Arinda
he should
joke,
move in next to you guys.
Of the Arinda joke, he needs to know the full extent.
Yeah, no more fooling
the impact.
Around.
Yeah.
Right, this is not...
No more fooling around. The people of Arinda...
People should know what's happening.
In
the people should know.
Nope, but the knowledge